Have your way in your church. Have your way. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we love you. We commit our way, Lord, to you. We commit our day. We commit our hopes and our dreams. We commit it all to Jesus. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated, please. Thank you. So good to see you all here today on this beautiful summer weekend. It all goes downhill from tomorrow, you know. That's the summer. That's come and finished and gone. And but anyhow, it's great. It's great to see you. Thank you. Thank you for those of you who've been praying for me as well. I'm now pretty fully recovered, and I was watching you from my sick bed last week, and oh, it was great. You did a, and don't the Destiny Worship Band do a great job? Thank you very much indeed. I have an unusual subject today as a preaching subject. It's called Celebrating Faithfulness. Celebrating Faithfulness. I really felt God speak to me about this subject several months ago, and I've been putting it off. I've had this, have you ever had a talk with God? You said, God, I really can't talk about this in the way that I feel like he's talked, because if you think about celebrating faithfulness, we're going to talk about celebrating the faithfulness of God, right? Yeah. Well, we always will, but that isn't the emphasis of my message. I really felt God say to me, we need to celebrate the faithfulness of God's people. Say, oh, no, we can't do that. You know, that's going to solve people and just, you know, and make them feel nice. No, we're not about talking about feeling nice. We're talking about bringing honor where there is honor, the Bible says. And being in a place where actually we create an atmosphere, an attitude, an ethos in our church of appreciation and honoring and thanking, because we're living in a world where there's not much of that that goes on. You go to the supermarket and, you know, you're really polite with the girl who's taking all the money off you. And she never says to me at the end of the day, when I've just spent £120 in the supermarket, thank you, without you I wouldn't have had a job. Well, she needs to thank me. It's the same with the waitress, you know, she needs to thank me. You know, without me eating in a restaurant, she wouldn't have a job. It's the same in church, actually. You know, we're surrounded by, right now, there are several dozen people working right now just to make this service happen and to make this broadcast happen right into your home and to make the children's work happen. And it's not just on a Sunday morning. It's been happening all week. And it included you, I hope, because if you're just a freeloader, well, this message is not about a challenge for you to get involved or to become somebody. This message is actually to say to every person who's been a good and faithful servant, to say to you, you're good, you're faithful, and thank you. And I'm not sure that I've ever heard a sermon quite like this. This might be the last time we'll ever hear a sermon like this, okay? I'm not sure I've ever heard a sermon quite like this, because normally a preacher once says, lay your life down on the altar for God, give it sacrifice, you know, and all this. And I'm just wanted to say, I mean, actually, I have very, very few notes for my message, although we thought of her, and, you know, and Rachel's had this preached to her about 10 times. Can I say this? Can I say that? And no, you can't say that. Yes, you can say this. And it's just about saying, actually, the bottom line of this message is, thank you for giving to the Lord. Okay, we need a biblical base anyhow, don't we? Because there's no way I'm going to go down in history as like, it's not worse. So let's look at a couple of verses that are very important, and we're going to start out with Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Ephesians 4, 16 says, from him, that's who? Jesus, come on, let's do it. From him, that's Jesus. The whole body is joined and held together by every supporting ligament. Well, that's we've got a lesson here in physiology, right? And you know, I'm pretty well held together. I'm pretty well held together today. If I didn't, I would be like a blob. But my body is held together. It's held together a bit more than it used to be because there's more to hold together. But the body is held together. You know, a lot of churches are not held together. They're just a bunch of, that's why they call it a congregation. Congregating individual bricks together. We have no desire to have a congregation. We do have a desire to have a strong body that is joined together, held together by ligaments. Family, not just people who congregate like a brick after a brick, but they're not joined together. May God join us together and cement us together, and maybe we be that supporting family, held together by every supporting ligament, that grows up and builds itself up in love. And this is the phrase I wanted to get to. As each part does its work. Ronnie, you did a part this morning. Thank you very much. Daniel, you did a part this morning. Thank you very much. You know, and so for the... Oh, and by the way, people outside keeping our security, they're doing their part. Thank you very much. And all the other... All you guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all these technicians around, they're doing their part. Right? When you gave your tithes and offerings this week, you did your part. Without you, we wouldn't have paid the gas bill, the electric bill, nor would we have any staff. It's a part. Understand? The insurance, the license to even have these screens on, CCLA. You have no idea how much those things are. We've all done our part. When you give to God, you've done your part, as each part does it. You know, and before the service today, there were people praying. Not only here in groups, but in prayer groups that are happening before the service, pre-service prayer groups. They're doing their part. Your presence here is doing your part. Now, we have done church without anybody here. It was called the pandemic time. It was not fun. We did it in our homes to begin with, then eventually we started to do it back here. You ought to try preaching to a building with 650 seats in and not a single person looking at you. You've got to be passionate and engaged and all. You are doing your part right now just by sitting there and smiling at me and saying amen. Amen. Some of you didn't engage in the part, okay? Let me give you another chance. You know, every time you say amen, you're doing your part. Amen? Amen. That's better. We want to create an atmosphere in our lives and in our church of appreciation, giving honor where honor is due. As each part, just say I'm a part. Not a part, a part. Yeah? Oh, there's a big difference there, isn't there? Thus saith the Lord, don't be a part, be a part. Oh, I love the play of words in English. Isn't that amazing? A part. Say, I am a part of the ministry here at Destiny, of the family at Destiny. Okay, second verse in Matthew chapter 25, verse 23 says this. Well done, you good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. That's an interesting phrase at the end of that verse that doesn't really get said a lot of times. You know, we start off with, well done with our good and faithful servant, but we don't say it to them until they're dead. Do we? We did it yesterday with Graham. I mean, what a beautiful time that was together. But I wonder, you know, of all the beautiful things that were said about him yesterday, I wonder how many of those things were said to him when he was alive. I wonder how many times, husbands, you've said that to your wife. Thank you so much for my breakfast. Not that that's a very sexist thing that makes the women do all the breakfast, doesn't it? But in my house it does. You know, and she wouldn't thank me for getting up and making her lunch. She would suggest that we went out. Breakfast I'm okay with, toast I can do. But if I were to say to her, I'll do dinner tonight, she'll say, well, let's not. But a fine appreciation, and letting appreciation become easily, not in empty words, but easily rolling off our tongues towards one another. You know, praise and worship becomes difficult for some people when they come to churches because they've not spoken a complimentary thing all week. And then they come in church and we're expected to say, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. No, listen, let it. You'd be surprised how people will look at you if you'll say, thank you very much. I do it all the time. I decided a long time ago that I would, and I've done it this morning, I do it every single morning. You know, I came to you guys and you guys and you guys and said, thank you very much. I do it to the cafe guys and everybody. I say, thank you very much for serving. Now, you're getting used to me on that. That's great. But you ought to try doing that out there. Thank you very much. And they go, what for? You know, it's like, well, thank you for serving me. Thank you for not smiling. No, you should have smiled. It would have been much better. We need to, you see, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Don't wait till somebody's dead. You know, I grew up in an attitude that says, no, you don't praise anybody on earth. They're going to get proud. Listen, we have a lot of pastors and a lot of leaders and a lot of people around this house who are not going to get proud just because you said to them, thank you very much. They're not. And if they do, by the way, God will deal with them. And if God doesn't deal with them, I will. And don't worry, I've got people who deal with me at the same sort of time. Let it come so that we are celebrating faithfulness. Well done, you good and faithful servant. Oh, and by the way, at the end of that verse, we just saw, it gives us the opportunity to share in our master's happiness. Oh, by the way, being like this, being a faithful person, is part of the fruit of the Spirit. We don't think about it too often. You know, we always think about the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, and it's in Galatians chapter 5, and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control. And the one that I missed out is faithfulness. God has called us to be faithful, but also the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, growing His fruit inside of us, should cause us to be not only loving and joyful and patient and kind and but also faithful. Can you imagine what churches all across our city and around this nation would be if every attender became a member with faithfulness? Imagine the change. Imagine the change of tithes and offerings, because faithful in giving. Imagine the change. There would be no appeals. There would be no thermometers up the front of a building saying, help us to fix our roof. There would be a big sign that says, if you need any help, come here, because we're going to be a blessing to you. Because out of the abundance, the Bible says that people will come to the house of the Lord, and out of the abundance of the house, they will be blessed. That's my vision. That's my passion on the inside of us, that we will be faithful givers. And imagine what it would be like, faithful attenders. Thank you for attending today. You are great. Thank you for even logging on to us in the broadcast. And for all those other people on a bank holiday weekend that have gone to Scarborough, may it rain. No, no, it's bank holiday. We want them to have a great time, don't we? And you know, but overall, sometimes we meet people, you know, who tell me that they're a member of our church. And I'll say, oh, I don't know who you are. I say, no, I'm a part of your church. A part. And I say, well, when was the last time you came? Oh, I came at Christmas. It's like, no, if we're going to be faithful, we're going to be faithful in our attendance. We're going to show up. I just want you to show, I show up at home every day because I'm faithful to my wife. I show up when the dishes need to be washed. Well, to put them in the box anyhow, you know. I show up to vacuum and dust. I show up to tidy the bedroom after you've left everything all over the floor. You know, we got to show up, ladies and gentlemen. What's the point of church if we don't show up? And I wanted to say thank you for showing up today. And thank you for showing up, even if you're watching me from the comfort of your lounge or wherever you happen to be today. I know some people watching us from abroad. But it doesn't matter. It's okay. We're together because God has brought us and is growing inside us the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness. God, of course, is our incredible example of being faithful, isn't he? Celebrating faithfulness. Psalm 25, verse 10 says this, all the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful. Speak it with me. They are loving and faithful. for those who keep his covenant. That God is faithful to you. He has never let you down. He was never not there when you cried out. When you said, oh Lord, he was, yep, full attention. Even before you cried out, the Bible says he knew. What a faithful God he is. I love that old hymn we just sang. Great is thy faithfulness. God is faithful to you. He will always be faithful to you. He will never be unfaithful to you. He's always there. You can call on him. You can. The issue of faithfulness isn't with God. Sometimes it can be with me. In John chapter 17, verse 4, Jesus said this, I have brought you glory, he's talking to his Father, by completing the work that you gave me to do. What's the word completing there? It's about, I've been faithful to do what you put on my agenda. We're not always that faithful, are we? Oh, will you do this? Yes, I'll get around to it. And we never get around to it. But for everybody who got around to coming today, well done. For everybody who got around to giving, well done. For everybody who got around to praying, well done. For everybody that's serving all around this building right now, well done. For the people who came and vacked the carpet during the week, dusted the dust off, you know, and worked out and did everything, made the coffees, looked, you know, welcomed you at the car park. I mean, it takes about 40 people minimum to make a church, our church, open its doors. Thank you. But then it takes several hundreds, well, lots of hundreds of people to come and make it really happen when you're sat there like this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're completing the work that God has called us to do, like Jesus did. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, it says this, see to it that you complete the work that you received in the Lord. Complete it. You know, it's easy to do something once, isn't it? You know, like the garden. You go out and you do it once and you think like, no, I'm going to cut the grass regularly. How many has ever done that? I certainly don't. And I'm getting quite in favor of the idea of a wild meadow. I think it might be good. No, God wants us to stay. It's this week being faithful. Next week, being faithful. 6 months' time, staying with it. 10 years' time, staying with it, yeah? You know, when we were just in India a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated 45 years of faithful marriage together. Thank you for sticking with me. See, that's what it is. It's about being faithful, not doing a faithful something now, but being faithful as a lifestyle. Well done, you good and faithful. That's who you are. People faithfully loving, serving, giving, faithfully giving a testimony to Jesus Christ. My last verse for this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, and it says, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. You know, I do want to challenge you and me both to up our game when it comes to just serving God and being faithful. Faithful in our lives, faithful in your testimony at work tomorrow, faithful in your marriage, faithful to your family and loved ones, faithful in the church, faithful with attending, faithful in serving, faithful in giving, faithful in just being the person that you are. Sometimes we think about faithfulness as, oh, you know, these guys who are on the stage, that is ultimate faithfulness. No, that's just different faithfulness. When you're sitting where you are doing, you're coming in and worshiping God, and you're smiling, and you're saying to your pastors, especially me, ah, that was a great message today. That's a line, okay? Remember it. Just use it in a few minutes' time. You are being faithful. Why? Because encouragement goes a long way. You know, taking people for granted, you can feel like, oh, well, what was the point of that? Don't be afraid to have a word of encouragement, a word of appreciation, giving honor where honor is due in your heart and mind. Let's start a new revolution, a revolution of appreciation and thanksgiving to God for all that he has done, but also to God's people for all that they're. Okay, we're not perfect. But listen, I was out the other day and I saw somebody walking out with their dog. And it's like, oh, good dog, good dog, good boy, you know. And then it stopped and did something, and good boy, you know. I'm thinking like, if you can say good boy to a dog that's just done a poop, we can actually, We have preaching like it's down to earth. It came down to earth before it went in the plastic bag. Anyhow, if somebody can do that to their dog, oh, forgive me if that offends you, but it's okay. Jesus told parables that were very earthy as well. But if we can do that to a dog, we can do it to one another, can't we? And we can say, well done, thank you very much. And we can hear the, it's bank holiday weekend, guys. It's okay, it's fine, it's nice. It's not bank holiday weekend. Well, thank you for being faithful earlier when I said it was bank holiday and nobody said you're wrong, you know. When it is bank holiday, listen, I've not been very well. Just be kind to me. And I've just spent a long time in India where the clocks were very different. So I missed a week somewhere, did I? Is it next weekend? It's not even then. When bank holiday eventually comes, and between now and then, let's get some practice in about appreciating God for his faithfulness and appreciating one another. Learn how to do it. There's a song that I love very much. We're going to play it in-house. And for those of you that are watching online, I've already got a special message for you. You're going to get that anytime now. But for us here, the song just says, thank you. Broadcast. How is it for you? Will God be saying to you, well done, you good and faithful servant? Well, if you are doing something for God, then I believe that God wants to say to you also, well done. Right now in the building while you're connecting with me, people are taking a moment to reflect on the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God to them. And then I'm going to be asking them to go and move around the building and find some people just to say thank you for serving the Lord. That's the key. Thank you for serving the Lord. And we'll play a beautiful song about that as well. But I don't want you to miss out on the opportunity for you also to not only reflect on the faithfulness of God to you, but for you also to be able to say to some people, thank you for serving the Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Find a way. Send an email. Send a card. Do something. Don't do nothing. Do something to say to somebody, thank you. Well done, you good and faithful servant. Share with them from a generous heart something of your appreciation for who they are. Now, you have a great week and God bless you. And we look forward to hearing from you very soon. Don't forget, send us an email and we will be so glad to hear.